It's that time of the week we find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes, who is, as I'm reliably informed, on higher ground at the moment. How are you, mate?
I'm right there, yes, certainly on high ground and staying there and staying out of mischief.
That's the way. Don't drive through flooded roads. This is the main message this week.
It is. It's amazing how many people still do it. I've heard an analogy on the news, would you drive through a bushfire, so why do you drive through flooded roads?
I know. Mate, let's get into it. Works on the underpass are due to recommence, much to everybody's joy.
Yeah, so this is outside normal hour of construction, down at the Bridge Street there at the underpass. It'll be from Tuesday the 6th till Friday the 9th of April, and it'll be day and night planned works, which will include construction of concrete pile traps, including steel fixing, formwork, insulation, and concrete pours. There'll be some piling work. So that's some people from the past will remember that.
That's the noisy bit, yeah.
That's the lumpy bit. So piling works for Muswell Creek and Hunter River bridges is also scheduled, but that will only be restricted to normal hours, not overnight. And construction will also be going on at the casting yard, which is on the bottom side of the railway line there, on the other side of the railway line from the Royal. So there'll be a bit of traffic in and out of there while all this is going on.
All right, bit happening next month. Now, the library is looking for some creative works.
Yeah, so our library has a lovely spacious foyer. If you have a body of creative work or an interesting collection and are looking for an inclusive space to display it, this is your place. So they're seeking interest from local artists, collectors, and artisans, that's tradespeople for us. Definitely.
Thanks, mate. Yep.
We'd like to showcase and sell their three-dimensional works or private collections.
I tell you what, all they needed to do was to go down to the pavilion at the Upper Hunter Show last weekend and they would have seen some wonderful creative works on display there.
They would. That's exactly right. And the show was a success under trying circumstances.
Yeah, trying is a good word.
Congratulations to the hard-working show committee on that. So there'll also be, if you've got three-dimensional works for such as ceramics, metalwork, woven textiles or woodwork. And previous ones that have actually been were metalwork and artworks, plus a private collection of musical instruments and some military paraphernalia.
Mm.
And so if you're interested, you can contact lauren.allen, which is A-L-L-A-N, at muswellbrook.newsouthwales.gov.au, and which will include an overview of what you've got. It's a photograph if possible, and the applicants will be assessed as to the suitability. And I have a phone number for Lauren as well.
Yep.
And that's 6543 1913, and I'll send this information through to 2NM Power FM so that you can contact there, or you contact the Muswellbrook Shire offices and I'll be able to give you the particular details as well.
Rod, do you have a creative streak?
Only when it comes to the rubbish that flows out of my mouth, generally, I think.
I was about to say, I've been accused of creativity with the spoken word as well. And last but not least of all, the Easter Family Fun Day is coming back.
It'll be at Highbrook Park on Easter Sunday, which is the April the 3rd. It'll be a free fun day, which will feature music, jumpy castles, amusement rides, and most importantly, a visit from the Easter Bunny. Apparently the Easter Bill is just flat out. to remain game and safe, there will be a procedure on the day, which has been introduced, so there'll be three sessions, one from 9:30 till 11:30.
Yep.
One from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. and one from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. So entry to each session will be free, but bookings are essential. And you can get your tickets online at trybooking.com/BOZFC. And also there'll be coffee and hot food and ice cream, which will be available for purchase. And the major sponsors are Muswellbrook Shire Council and Bengalla Mining Company.
And what date is that on again?
That is on April 3rd.
April 3rd. Again, great support from the Muswellbrook Shire Council and Bengalla. And we probably should have mentioned before we spoke about the Upper Hunter Show, the great support from Bengalla and the other mines that made it possible this year. A big thank you to all of those sponsors for all of our local events. Wouldn't be possible without them, would it, Rod?
All our local businesses and our mining companies are great supporters of our town.
Look forward to catching up and talking more next week. Thanks for joining us as always.
Okay, thanks, Mike.